I come back is little, you know. But that thing got too hot. I couldn't stand it.
Yeah.
Myself, I never could stand it. I got a boy that wears a mustache. I don't see how he stands it, but he does. He wears a mustache, works a mechanic in a garage.
Yeah.
All that.
I guess they just like him for the looks, mostly.
I guess so. He's one of the, what you call, stylish cowboy wrestlers. To start with, he's quit the wrestling now, but before he married, well, he's done a lot of wrestling. Get on a plane, fly from Houston to Fort Worth and wrestle up in Dallas quite a bit.
What, you remember some of these old time storekeepers, sometimes you'd see them, they keep their pencil, where would he usually keep his pencil when he wasn't using it?
Turn it behind his ear.
Which one did he usually keep it behind?
First one and the other. Some of them would go one ear and some another. I had an uncle that run a little store. He might be wearing his pencil behind his right ear, and first thing you know, he'd have it behind his left one. Use it and put it back over the other. I'd never tell about him. I see all of them that way. Once in a while, you see a man wearing it behind the same ear all the time. But very seldom.
Or if somebody's talking to you and they're mumbling, you might tell them, well, take that chewing gum out of your
mouth. Quit your mumbling.
Or if somebody was eating something, eating too fast, he might get a bone stuck in his.
Yeah, if you don't slow down when you're chewing, watch what you're doing, you get a bone in your throat.
You know that thing on your throat that kind of bobs up and down when you swallow? What do you call that?
Adam's apple, I guess.
Have you ever heard people call it anything else?
Well, I don't know.
Have you ever heard people talk about the goozle?
Well, they call it the goozle. Or you goozle anything down. I've heard it called a goozle, a stalker, such like.
Goozle of what?
The goozle, or the stalker.
Oh, yeah.
Either one.
And a person would go to the dentist to look, have his, take care of his
teeth, if I had pulled or whatever had to be done. That's something I got to do, take my teeth and go back to the dentist next week. I can't get them fit in my mouth like they ought to.
After you went to him, he might say that he needs to fill that
tooth, something that kind.
Well, what do you call that flesh around the teeth? That's your...
Your gum?
Yeah.
That's where I'm having trouble now with my gum. My false teeth, they don't stay in my mouth like they ought to or something else. Now when I chew, why, they get my gum sore. That's the reason why I ain't got them in mouth.
What do you call that... You know, they used to, when you were measuring the height of a horse.
Hands?
Oh, yeah.
So many hands high. A hand is 4 inches.
I see. And talking about hands, you know, right in the middle, that middle part of your hand? Call that your...
Palm of your hand.
Yeah. Or have you ever seen anybody get mad at another person and double up his...
fist? I don't even get mad and double up the fist and hit him, try to hit him. I've seen him get mad and knock, throw it down.
Yeah. And the upper part of a man's body, you call that his
shoulders?
Or just his
shoulders or his head?